Restoring My Soul, Friday the 12th of April, for my name's sake. The offering of Christ, which he completed alone, was firstly for the sake of Yahweh Elohim's name. That is, God had chosen to come in the flesh and to suffer temptation in the flesh, in order to pioneer a pathway of salvation upon which men could be made in their image and likeness. This was the means by which their covenant purpose would come to pass. The Lord God made this clear, declaring, "I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went." The outcome of this journey was the establishment of a pathway upon which a believer who obeys the word of Christ can be cleansed, regenerated, and perfected in love. Ezekiel further prophesied, saying, "For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." Our salvation as Christ priests to us a daily participation in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings is still for his name's sake. This is because our salvation is the fruit of their offering and suffering. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are revealed as their covenant initiative is fulfilled by this fruit. Significantly, the quality of Christ's offering revealed the integrity of his obedience as a high priest. His obedience was essential to his ministry as a reconciler. The references used in today's devotions are Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22, Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24 to 27, 1 John chapter 2, verse 12, and Psalm 106, verses 7 and 8. For further study, Ezekiel chapter 36.